In our previous shiur, we spoke about the Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, that taught us for certain areas in halacha how far we have to go to fulfill the mitzvah. And one of the subjects that was identified in the Gemara was V'chein L'Tfila. And in our previous year, we mentioned a number of pshatim given by the Rishonim, and what is the definition of V'chein L'Tfila. The pshat that we primarily focused on was Rashi's pshat that is discussed in Siman Tzadik in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, that how far one has to go out of his way to daven b'minyan. But Tosfos over here on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph quotes an Aruch that says a different pshat in what is the definition of v'chein l'tfila. Tosfos quotes an Aruch that pshat is how far does one have to travel to find water to wash his hands before he davens. Because from here, as Tosfos obviously is teaching us, and as we're going to discuss in this shiur, there's a halacha that before one davens, he must wash his hands. Tosfos has a problem with the Aruch's pshat, because Tosfos says, what is the situation that the Gemara is referring to according to the Aruch? Because, says Tosfos, if it's already the Zman Tfila, the time to daven has come, says Tosfos, the Gemara in Masechta Brachos says that Rav Chisda liyet, Rav Chisda would curse someone who would let the Zman Tfila pass in order to find water to wash his hands. Because the Pasuk says, Erchatz b'nekoyon kapi, I just have to do any washing of my hands, that is adequate. And therefore, if it's the Zman Tfila already, don't spend any time looking for water. If, on the other hand, says Tosfos, that the Zman Tfila has not yet come, so Tosfos says that you have to go even more than dalam milim, or 1 mil, to find water. And the Maram and the Malei HaRoyim make a very interesting observation in Tosfos. They say, our Gemara is speaking about somebody who's traveling. And he's traveling, and now he has to daven, or he has to wash his hands, as Tosfos is saying. And how much does he have to go out of his way to fulfill the mitzvah? From here it seems, says the Maram, that Tosfos holds that if one is traveling and he's in a certain place and he needs to wash his hands for davening and he doesn't have water available and the Zman Tfila, and there is no issue of Zman Tfila, then he has to travel further than Dal Minim, which it seems from our Gemara that the Chazal never required us to do anything and travel more than Dalam Milim. So it seems from Tosfos, a very bechumra, how far we have to go out of our way to wash our hands to daven, that according to Tosfos, if there is no problem of Zman Tfila, travel either further than Dalam Milim. The Rishonim ask a different question on this pshat of the Aruch. The Gemara mentioned Netilas Yadayim as another one of the issues that you have to travel and how much you have to travel. So they ask, why does the Gemara, if Tefillah means Netilas Yadayim, why is Netilas Yadayim mentioned twice? So they explain that there are two separate halachas in Netilas Yadayim. There's a din of Netilas Yadayim for Tefillah, and there's a din of Netilas Yadayim for davening. And our Gemara, according to the Aruch, is actually teaching us that these two chiyuvim, these two obligations, are actually two separate and distinct obligations. And we'll actually speak about this later in our shir, but that what it seems is clearly the opinion of the Aruch and understanding our Gemara. The Ritva and the Rif have a different way of answering Tysus' question. Because again, Tysus asked that according to Rav Chisda Masechta Brachos, one isn't supposed to lose time to daven just to find water to wash his hands. So if our Gemara is referring to washing one hand, what is it? Did the Zman Tefillah come? Didn't the Zman Tefillah come? And the Ritva and the Rif say there's a difference between Kriya Shema and Tefillah. That by Kriya Shema, there's a Chiyuv, that Rav Chisda was referring to Kriya Shema, and Rav Chisda was saying that if the Zman Kriya Shema comes, stop, and you don't have water to wash your hands, then say Kriya Shema and just wash your hands in any way possible. On the other hand, if it's a question of tefillah, there the halacha will be that one has to go look for water instead of davening. And the simple explanation in distinguishing between tefillah and Kriya Shema, says the Rosh, is because Kriya Shema is a chiyuv d'oraisa, and tefillah is only a chiyuv d'rabbanan. Even though I did see that the Mefarshim ask, that we know that called the tikkun rabbanan came the raisa tikkun, and once Chazal established that we have to daven, and once Chazal established, just like we have to say Kriya Shema, and as we're learning now, before we say Kriya Shema, we also have to wash our hands. So too are we learning that Chazal taught us that before we daven, we have to wash our hands. So how are we differentiating between the two? So I saw that the Meiri and the Smag say a very beautiful explanation in explaining the difference between Kriya Shema and Tefillah. Kriya Shema represents learning. V'shinantam v'necho. We have to learn Parshas Kriya Shema three times a day. Tefillah isn't a form of Kriya, and we know the Gemara Masechta Brachos says that the chiyuv of learning every day can indeed be accomplished just by saying Kriya Shema. Tefillah, on the other hand, they explain, represents somebody speaking to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we can understand the difference between Kriya Shema and Tefillah. Tefillah, I'm speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, if somebody's standing and talking in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to be clean and he has to wash his hands before he talks to Hashem. Kriya Shema, which doesn't represent a direct dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since it doesn't represent a direct dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chiyuv of washing one's hand before Kriya Shema is not as significant. The Rishonim give other explanations why there's a difference between Kriya Shema and Tefillah. Some of them are so very obviously. By Tefillah, we know the Gemara says it actually here in Pesachim as well. V'levai, shispal odom kol hayoyim, a person could daven all day. Kriya Shema has much more limited zman. It has a zman Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema, even if we follow the zman for Kriya Shema is much shorter than the zman for Tefillah, and that's why we have to be more concerned. And in fact, if that's pshat, there are those poskim that want to distinguish between Shachris and Mincha. With Shachris, we have a much smaller Zman, and maybe we would have to be more Machmer by Shachris, not to daven, if we don't have a choice without washing, whereas Mincha and Ma'ariv, we have a longer Zman. By Tefillah, the halacha is that even if you didn't daven within the Zman Tefillah, The Gemara Masechta Brachos says that schar tefillah bezmanoy einloy. You don't have the schar for davening the right time, but you have at least schar tefillah. If you say Krishma after the right time, if you say Krishma after the Zman Krishma, what you've done is completely meaningless. And therefore, Chazal, that explained the Ritva and the Rif, this explanation of Ritva and the Rif, when the Gemara says that one shouldn't lose out because of washing his hands, that's only by Krishma. But by Tefillah, indeed the halacha will be that one has to wash his hands, even if the Zman Tefillah has already come. Of course, even the Ritva and the Rif will agree that if by washing one's hands he'll completely lose the Zman Tefillah, then they would agree that the halacha is that you should daven, just clean your hands in any way possible, not to miss the Zman Tefillah. But they're saying that if the Zman came, but you still have time to daven, Tefillah, they learn, is different than Krishma, and there's an important issue, there's an important halacha that one has to wash his hands first for the various reasons that we just explained. And in fact, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tzadik Beis, Sif Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch teaches us, Tzorach Lichas Yoda B'mayim, Im Yeshloi, one has to wash his hands before he davens, Vim Einloi Tzorach Lachsachareim, and if he doesn't have water available, he has to look for the water. And the Shulchan Aruch continues, Ad Parastu, V'hani Mil Kishu Derech, V'mayim Nimtzam Lefonav, if a person is on the road and water is available, if you have to walk in the opposite direction, ad mil chayzer, you only go for a mil, yoisim mil ein a chayzer. And concludes the Shulchan Aruch, v'misyarish yavis man atfilah, if the person is concerned that he's going to lose out his man atfilah, yinakiv yodav betzror of an offer of a chav midi the monkey, then he should clean his hands any way possible. Of course, the Mishnah Brura says similar halachas here as he did as in explaining the Siman Tzadik halacha, the way Rashi understood the Gemara, that when one is riding on a car, we don't measure this in distance, we measure this in time. On the other hand, the Mishnah Brura says here as well, if it's only in a situation that he knows that by traveling he'll find water, but if it's in a situation that he doesn't know that he's going to be able to find water, then this halacha, says the Mishnah Brura, doesn't apply. Similarly, the Mishnah Brura says here, Paskins, that if somebody is at home, it's like traveling backwards. And just like when you're traveling backwards, we said the halacha is you only have to go a mil. So too, somebody at home would only have to go a mil in order to find, find water. Furthermore, the Mishnah Brura says that if it means traveling by yourself, or traveling at night, or spending money, then the halacha, as the Mishnah Brura said, by Tefillah B'Tzibur, would be here as well, that you don't have to then go look for the water, and clean your hands in any way possible. However, the Mishnah Brura, in the Bi'ur Halacha, quotes the opinion of the Rambam, and this is actually the opinion of the Gra as well, that for washing one's hands for davening, one has to make a bracha on Netilas Yadayim. And not only must one make a bracha on Netilas Yadayim, according to the Rambam, if one didn't wash his hands before he davened, he has to daven over. That's the opinion of the Rambam. The Mishnah Brura here in the Bi'ur Halacha says that certainly in a situation where we don't know our hands are dirty, we don't daven over. It seems that the Mishnah Berurah follows the opinion of the Rishonim that aren't as strict with washing the hands as the Rambam, that the Rambam says you have to daven over, that the Rambam, as the Gra explains the opinion of the Rambam, is that one has to wash his hands over. It's quite obvious that the Mishnah Berurah is not that strict, but it's very obvious that the Mishnah Berurah can't argue with the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, is also requires one to wash his hands before davening. He's only lenient that you don't make a bracha, and that if you didn't wash your hands, you don't have to daven over. And that's why the Paiskim say that when one does wash his hands, which is clearly the halacha, he should be careful for all the halachas of Netilas Yadayim that we have when we eat. We have to wash with a keli. We have to wash with water that's kosher for Netilas Yadayim. And one should wash his entire hand, just like he has to wash his entire hand when he eats. Although the halacha is, according to the Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Tov Reish Yud Gimel, that on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av, one also must wash his hands before he davens. But on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, we only wash until the knuckles. I saw a tshuva from Rav Moshe Sternberg in the Shas of Tshuvas and Hagos, Chelek Aleph Siman Ayin Beis. He makes two very important points. One point he makes is that Netilas Yadayim for tefillah, for davening, he says, is not like Mayim Achroinim. By Mayim Achroinim, many people have the minhag that they just wash the tips of their fingers. He says, Netilas Yadayim for tefillah, even if you don't agree with the Rambam, and as we're learning, it could very well be that the opinion of the Rambam is really very much connected to what we just learned in our Gemara. Because the Rabbeinu David, as we said earlier in our shir, pointed out that why, according to the Aruch, does the Gemara mention tefillah and the Netilas Yadayim separately? If tefillah means, if according to the Aruch, washing one hand before davening. But we can now understand. Because the Rambam indeed learns that the Chiv Netilas Yadayim for eating and the Chiv Netilas Yadayim for davening are identical in every way regarding all of the halachas from the Netilas Yadayim up to and including the chiv to make a bracha and the chiv to do it over if you didn't. However, the Rabbeinu David is teaching us that the reason the Gemara put these two halachas into two separate categories is exactly to teach us that even though there's a chiv for Netilas Yadayim before davening, that chiyuv is not identical to the chiyuv for achila. But clearly, says Rav Moshe Sternberg, washing your hands for davening is not to be viewed like you wash mayim achroinim, that you just wash the tips of your fingers. And he also says a very interesting halacha there. He says that if we're learning that washing one's hands before davening is so critical, so he says it's not limited to men. Women daven, and women also have to wash their hands, he says, before they daven. If one knows that his hands are dirty, that he touched a place that he wasn't supposed to touch, then certainly explain the Paiskim, you have to wash your hands again. I did see that, let's say, the Paiskim say, that let's say somebody comes to shul, the Mishnah Berurah says this, that if somebody comes to shul for mincha, he's going to daven mincha, and shortly thereafter, he's going to daven ma'ariv, then he could wash his hands before mincha, and not need to wash his hands again before ma'ariv. Rav Moshe Sternberg in the Shalos Tshuvos Hanhogas Chel Gimel Simen Hay says that even under those circumstances, one should wash his hands before Ma'ariv, even though he's davening Ma'ariv very soon after Mincha, and he hasn't really done anything with his hands. Still, he's following very much the opinion of the Rambam that there's a special chiyuv to wash one's hands before every tefillah. If somebody learns before davening and he washes his hands, he gets up in the morning, he washes his hands, and then he goes to learn, the Ramah in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Beis teaches us that he should wash his hands before he davens. He should wash his hands again before he davens.